Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Let's Talk About It. You are listening to the 1,387th episode on Purpose Kingdom Network. I am your girl, Adrian Misunderstandings Allen. Oh, Misunderstood Adrian, right? And alongside with me, I have Sister Janice Mima Hudson. And I got Pastor Tylene Chappie Toys. Chap and Daily. The whole nine, the CEO. We back again, y'all. And this week, we really going to just talk about some stuff because we got to talk about where and how do we go? Where do we begin? Ladies, the reason why I figure, why should we say where do we begin? Because I swear that we were talking about like this new beginning that everybody was about to have. We were having this new beginning. And it seems like I woke up one day and I was really, really happy. The world was really, really happy. And then the next day I woke up and they were back at the same place that they were like 3 days before. Help me. What just happened? So the question really is, where and how do we begin? If you're listening for the first time and you would like to dial in live, the number to dial in is 319-527-6091. You may press 1, that signals the board, and then when you hear a beep, it will be your turn to speak. So, if this is your first time at the kingdom, I'm just letting you know it's going down at the kingdom. It's been going down at the kingdom, and now it really needs to go down at the kingdom. Why do I say that? Because the question is, how and where do we begin? And I really believe that the best place that we should start is where we started at in the beginning. And that would be sitting at the table with us three as we talk about it. So I join you to grab a friend, call your family, and get your people involved because it's some things that we need to talk about. No, we're not going to be able to go to the water coolers like we used to. And like mount off, because remember, we are the catalyst. It starts here. This is where it has started, and this is where I guess you get your information. So tonight, please get your pens, call your bosses and all that. Let them know that at least tomorrow you'll have good information to go back and start something so that we can actually do what it is that God has called us to do. Ladies,
yes.
Are y'all ready?
Amen.
As ready as it's going to be.
I say, let's talk about it. And I guess before we get to really, really talking about it, it's funny because this part right here that we do in the beginning, some people take it for, you know, they might take it for granted. Some people might laugh. It's a serious moment for me because walking through the course of a day when you can see the woes of the enemy, when you can tell when you're on your job and you're trying to be on your job and you can see the different interferences and you can feel people's attitudes before they even happen. And you'll be trying to figure out, well, why do I feel the attitude, you know what I mean, rather than receiving the attitude. I want to tell you that this is because we actually have that authority and that power to go above the way that you feel. They make you feel iffy sometimes type of way. Because I believe that that got something to do with the enemy. So there's a real good example of this. And I don't know if anybody else has been like hearing it or seeing it, but I can definitely say that I've been watching people try to set atmospheres. And I don't want to say try, because when you set the atmosphere, I believe that it should be set. But sometimes it feels like I see people trying to set the atmosphere, and then they do a whole lot of hoopla and stuff to get the atmosphere to be set, make it seem like, you know what I mean? And it's just weird to me. So, you know, so I know that we always do the thing where we say we're going to set the atmosphere because we have the authority to take over what goes on. What do I mean? What do I mean for somebody who's just listening for the first time? I'm talking about anything in there. Anything is liable to happen right now. Besides the fact that it's snowing, if you're in the northeastern side of the world or whatever, besides the fact that, you know, it could be snowing or whatever, your dogs could be howling, your kids could start be running around, your cats start jumping around and stuff, and you're just trying to figure out what in the world is going on. Your phone keeps ringing. Somebody keeps calling you. It's just everything. What I'm telling you is that tonight, this might be that night. This will be that night. If you skip a second, you're going to miss something that God is trying to say to you in this moment. And trust me, right now, he's talking. Because if you have not listened, if you have not heard, if you don't know anything about it, please pull up a chair, come on, sit at the table, and let's talk about it. Now, which one of y'all is going to be able to take this thing to where we need to go tonight so that we can get on right in to the business?
Praise the Lord, sisters. I'll go ahead and I'll try to chime in with this. You know, like shifting in the atmosphere, you know, we tend to take on those other spirits that's around us, you know, and those spirits that's around us is like a, it's like a you ever see those what they call a stun gun, you know, like a little sting, you know, and it stings you and changes your mind to and your thoughts to whatever you're thinking, you know. If you're happy, and then somebody come around you with that little sting, and then it just knocks you down, you know. So if we keep our mind stayed on Jesus and keep our mind where it's supposed to be, you know, in Christ, we won't allow that sting wouldn't even be allowed. We wouldn't even be able to feel that sting, you know. So it's like a little what's going on with me tonight. I'm going to say that, lady. You know, and right now my spirit is bothered, you know, but I'm constantly trying to stay in the spirit of Christ and keep the positive around me, keep the positive in me. But if we allow the enemy to come in, he's going to come in, he's going to set in, and then it's going to be a whole uproar, you know. But just keep your minds and your hearts and your atmosphere clean and just sweep that devil away, you know. Don't allow the devil to come in and do what he want to do, you know, because if we allow him to come in and do what he want to do, then we're in trouble, you know. So we just got to keep on keeping on and keep doing what we're supposed to do in Christ, you know. Amen, sister.
Amen. Hey, ladies. Can y'all hear me?
Yes.
Yeah.
We have a special guest here with us this evening who's going to set the atmosphere for us. So Evangelist Todd, T.C. Nelson is going to pray us in to set this atmosphere. Y'all
Amen.
Ready?
Hallelujah. I'm ready.
That sounds good.
Amen. Hallelujah.
How y'all doing this evening?
All right now. Get rid of this.
We are great. We are great.
Bob, let's
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Father God, we come in spirit-oriented truth, Father God. First, that's the only way we come to your presence. We come now, Father God, only in the name of Jesus Christ, Father God, thy master. Father God, we come now seeking to set the atmosphere, coming and rebuking Lucifer, Father God, over the airways, Father God. Amen. We come now, Father God, for you to go to each and every car, maybe house, maybe phone, whoever in which way, Father God, they may be listening to this radio station, Father God, right now, Father God. We come in the mighty name of Jesus, Father God, to put your spirit on the waves, Father God. For we know that Lucifer, the prince of power in the air, he works in the air and in the airways, Father God. He uses got to get his way through. We come now, Father God, blocking that, stopping that, Father God. We come now, Father God, setting your spirit free upon his ways, Father God. We come now, Father, claiming the victory over a defeated foe, Father God.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
It is your spirit, Father God, that can only, through your authority, through your power, Father God, that all comes down and will down to you, Father God. We say, under you, Father God, yes, Father God. We thank you for all that you have done and will do, Father God. We call upon that spirit to claim over Lucifer. We say, and only in Jesus' name we can let victory. We say yes unto you, and amen, amen, and amen.
Amen.
Hey, hallelujah. Thank amen. You. Amen.
Amen. I got a thought of ringing at the end of the prayer, and the word was, who turned off the light? I know that's right. Hallelujah,
amen.
God.
Come on.
Cut
them back on.
I was saying, well, God said, let there be light. So whoever turned them off, he was the enemy. And guess what? Tell him he can't stay here. Turn them lights on.
That's right, because he said, who turned off the lights? That's right, because you cannot see in the light of God. So the light of evil, the darkness of evil is blinded in the light of God. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Let's do what we're here to do. We're here to shift this atmosphere and put it where it belongs. Satan, you are a liar and you don't belong here. Get up out of here, Satan. You gotta go.
Yes.
Amen.
Well, all right. So the question is, where and how do we begin? The number is 319-527-6091. And don't hesitate to give us a call. Press one. And please don't hesitate to actually share whatever you're on, however you're on this, if you're on Facebook, whatever social media platform you're on and you're getting this. Make sure you share with at least 5 people. Why? The reason being is because I realize that a lot of us have a mindset of just us, ourselves, and our households, and our family. And that's great. And it's good to have that mind. But now we have to go further than that mind, because now we have to go to my mind and my neighbor's mind and the other man's mind that I might not ever meet, but I'm sowing into something that's going to help him too.
Amen.
You know what I mean? Like a furthering of where we are. So tonight, where and how do we begin? We really ask you. But I want to go back to the beginning before we get into some good stuff. Let's get the mess out the way first. This stuff that's going on in Washington, you know, the CNN, the NBN, and the CNN PCs and all of that. The things that are refusing us to go forward.
Mm-hmm.
The shows, the narrative that's still keeping us back in January, in the first week of January, and we're almost on, actually today's what, the 24th, 25th? We're about to be 20 days past. We're about to be 20 days past some madness that was needed to be happened, but not to be talked about in the manner that now is being talked about. But now that we've taken heed to it and we've been able, you know what I mean? It's time to move forward. I just believe that the longer things have to happen, things need to be talked about, people need to be reprimanded, all that kind of stuff. But there needs to be a place that we can go for. I don't know how and where, but I definitely know that God is saying that we need to go forward. It's time to look at this in a different way.
Yeah, we need to and we have to. And in order to go forward, we have to stand up, you know. We have to do what is asked of us to do, you know. All right, so a lot of us are not getting a shot, you know. They're saying this here shot is only for essential workers or for police officers and stuff like that. And then they're saying that they coming up with this here other shot, you know, that's going being generated in the I'm gonna say it in a poor neighborhood, basically, you know. So what is it that they're trying to
say
put
that
in?
Again? I'm sorry, Mima.
They
I didn't hear
about,
you. You got to say that again. They doing what in the poor neighborhood?
I said in the poor neighborhood. They basically they saying we're going to get the shot, but they making up these other shots. You know, they got They have another company that, you know, it's already two companies. So now what they're talking about is these companies bidding on how many shots to get out there and who's going to get these shots, you know, and how long and what areas and how long it's going to take for us to get these shots, you know. So with that being said.
So it's politics.
Yeah,
it's politics. So wait a minute. They're politicking on the vaccine. Or whatever what's the thing called? A vaccine. I'm sorry.
Yeah, vaccine,
it's going to make you see clearly, too. It's going to make you see clearly, too.
It's politics. Bidding on.
Okay.
Who's going to make the most
that's
money.
A good thing because that might be. How about. I know that this might be crazy to say, but I think I should say it because. What if that's God's way of saying that there's a reason why we don't have to go get that? Because there's a way that we can go deeper than that, and we ain't got to play around with what it is that they're saying that it is. Because actually, if we keep our eyes stayed somewhere else, like we said, stayed on Christ, we won't even be affected by that sickness in that manner. And if we do get sick, then it just be like the common cold, and you go take your medicine, and you go through your whatever, and you come through on the other side, shining. Is that maybe giving us an opportunity as the poor neighborhood, as you would say, you know what I mean? Like maybe this is giving us an opportunity to say something in the streets as, to, you know what I mean? Because I just don't, I have a fear, you know, I have a fear of marching in the street, acting like we're doing something. And then we're actually, you know what I mean? We're actually giving away something in return. You understand what I'm saying? Like we're mad because we're not getting it and we want it. But actually, is it maybe better that we can actually come together in unified prayer one day, you think? And everybody just do what we're supposed to do for, like, Friday and see if it actually works? Or
you
no?
Know what? I like
we just
that
rather
you said
stand
that.
In line and get the shot.
I like that you said that. And I'm going to tell you why. Because at the start you said, where do we begin? And you just said maybe we should come together for maybe 5 days and just have prayer, just some unified prayer for 5 days. That's where we begin. That's where we begin at. That's where
beginning.
We begin at the physical healing as far as with this pandemic. That's where we begin with healing as a nation. We begin with prayer. And I'm not talking about prayer when, you know, mainstream media is there and you get some famous pastor or minister to come in and pray for you. No, I'm talking about we need to pray.
Yeah,
like,
that's right. Amen.
Congress, the lawmakers, the Senate, everybody is in an uproar. And, like, you know, people are making threats against them. They go forward with the impeachment and people still trying to get weapons on the Senate floor and people still getting locked up. And this not for what happened at the beginning of the month. This the dumb stuff they still doing right now. But what we have to look at is we spent 4 years cultivating a harvest, a fresh harvest of hatred. We took those underlying seeds that were already there, and they were replanted. And in them being replanted, people watered them. They made sure the sun shined on them. They fertilized it. And now, them same lawmakers that spent all their time making sure this crop grew, they losing their mind because now they got to harvest the crop that they planted. But the blessing is that my God is a God that goes around with a sickle and he can cut down the crop. And if they would get together and pray, I mean, like all get hands and one of them on that floor just start calling on the name of Jesus.
Amen.
And just go pray. that will begin to bring the peace back. Because, see, it starts at the head up. And as long as they still in there scared of each other, remember fear, false evidence appearing real. As long as they still scared of what the other one might do to them, we'll never be able to go forward.
And that's right.
How did we move forward as a people? One day somebody said, you know what, I'm too tired to get up off this bus. I don't care what happened. I'm not moving out of my feet. One day somebody said, you know what, I'm not walking around the corner.
Tell the truth.
I am about to perch of thirst. I need it now. One day somebody said, I can't hold it another second. I got to go now. And they went into that white only bed. It was somebody, some point, got tired enough to say, I'm not doing it no more.
That's right.
That's what we're not doing it no more.
We have to.
And I'm not even talking about the unsaved. I'm talking about the saved, like the saints of God, the ones who say we are believers in Jesus Christ, because we have more power than any of them. The word of God says greater is he that is in and he that's in this world or of this world. So if he's greater in me and he's greater than anything of this world, then why are we sitting back like a bunch of punks scared about what's going to happen and how it's going to go? We know it's going to get worse first. We read the book, but we also know we got the victory. We know how the story ends.
Amen.
Well, no, most are waiting on Jesus to come back and do it.
Say
if you
again.
Hear their conversation, they're waiting on God to come back to do it. They don't believe
well,
that it's
guess
their
what?
Fight.
Guess what? Newsflash.
They don't need to do anything.
If we wait on him to come back to do it, then we lost. Then we lost.
Well, that's what I be trying to tell people. But I be people be telling me, you know, we don't have to do anything. I'm good. I try my best. God knows my heart. And we good with that. And we just sitting there waiting. And actually, tell the truth, some of the nastiest people. I've met a lot of people in my day. But some of the nastiest people that I have ever met have been in the house. Which is funny because, you know, Jesus really didn't do too much in the house. But cared up. But you know, it's just weird. And it's like I realized that all my life, you know, you kind of give honor to the house because the honor kind of you told that you need to get it in, you know, that's what it's told. And it's kind of like, well, okay, so we back at the beginning, or I believe that we're at the beginning, or I believe that we should be at the beginning. And if nobody thinks that we should be at the beginning, then stop it so you can get at the beginning.
It's basically like we sitting around waiting for it to come, you know, waiting and listening to the upper hands with their strategic manipulation to tell us who's who and what's what and how we can do it and which way we can do it. But if we sit around and wait on that, then we listen to what you say, false prophecy, you know. So we have to do it, thus said the Lord. We can't just sit and wait, you know. We got to do what thus said the Lord. We got to go and make moves, you know, because if we don't make the moves, you know, when I say make moves, we have to pray, we have to steadfast, we have to fast, we have to believe, and we have to trust. Because if we don't do those things right there, then nothing's going to happen, you know. So don't wait on the next man or the man in front of you. You know, if you have a thought or you know what you're supposed to do, step out. Put your best foot forward, you know, and do what you're supposed to do. Amen?
Amen. Listen, she started with everybody's favorite saying, well, God knows my heart. You're right. God knows your heart. God knows my heart. And you want to know what he tells us in his word about our hearts in Jeremiah chapter 17, around the 9th verse? He says, the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately, who can know it? I, the Lord, search the heart. I tried the rain, even to give every man according to his ways and according to the fruit of his doing. So we be sitting here going, oh, well, God knows my heart. You right, he do. And he know that out of everything in you, it's our heart that's the most wicked.
Yeah,
and for everybody
waiting
for God to come back or waiting for Christ to return for something to happen, listen, you. Oh, I got faith, but I don't have to do nothing. I believe in God. James chapter 2 tells us, even so, faith without works are dead.
Are dead, amen.
So we're supposed
amen.
To work. And
amen.
For those of you who say you believe in Christ, you should have him in you. It's called
yes.
the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit. So
amen.
You shouldn't be waiting
amen.
For him to come back. He should be walking with you.
Already
in you.
There. Amen. Amen. Now, tell the truth, Pastor. Tell the truth.
Which needs done. So maybe some of us need to go back to the drawing board and check our salvation. Because with salvation comes the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
I'm sorry. I know somebody like that. Go ahead, Sister Adrian.
No, You was apologizing for somebody that might not have liked something, so I guess you better check that because, you know, but actually, right about now, if they didn't like that, that was an oh well in there. I would have to
that's
say that. 2021, and there's an oh well in there.
That
I have to give you because we've come too far. So we've come too far to say that we not don't care, but like we said, where do we go? And we can't go there because we need to go further. We need to start moving. We need to step out, like Mima said. You got to have something on the inside that makes you step before you don't really know where your feet is going to land, but you got to kind of step out there and know that it's going to happen.
Yeah.
You know,
and
I love when I sit and talk and I hear confirmation. So I hear confirming words come out of my mouth, the things that I can't do that I tell the world to do. Amen for sitting amen for sitting on the radio. Adrian, Miss Alan.
Right.
Alan, you heard me say it first. Yes. Where do we begin? We begin by taking a step. We begin by getting up.
Right.
What did
getting
he say?
Up.
Get up.
We
he
begin
didn't
by
walk.
Getting
he didn't
up.
Do anything up. Else. You got to get up. Get up. Right.
Get up.
And then once you get up, it's like, then what? Now the question is, there's a lot
get
of different
up.
Ways that we can do it, right? But we could talk about it. Look, we could talk about it all day long. But because this is let's talk about it, that's the one thing. So we say get up, and if we have time, we come back to it. Because now I want to talk about going back, because you said something about going back. It's not so much taking it back, but what about going back? It seems like the world is going back to a normalcy, or the world is trying to go back, but or should I say it seems like industry is trying to go back, and they're trying to make the children go back. But, however, it seems like the numbers are going up, so they're really trying to pull everything else back silently. Is that just what I see, or?
Well,
see,
they haven't pulled anything back, per se. The only thing they really pulled back was the ban. Biden went in and reinstituted the ban on travel from other countries. But other than that, they're still on this, let's open up, let's open this up. We should have schools opened up by this date, and we should have. I'm here. Until y'all get the numbers to at least stand still.
Amen.
Stop making our children the guinea pigs. Because, see, and when it comes to an income bracket thing, if you are in a certain income bracket, you can afford for your children to be at home, private schools, in certain situations where they're safer than children whose parents are in a different income bracket and they're in the neighborhood public school.
Amen.
So let's stop. You don't. We have to be. The word of God says to be as gentle as a dove, but as wise as a serpent.
Amen.
Or as wise as a serpent, but as gentle as a dove. We have to use wisdom. And just like I'm saying, Congress needs to pray, we need to pray. We got to use wisdom. No, you can't send our babies into school, but you keep saying it's safe to go back. But the numbers, y'all like, oh, 500 million more people are going to lose their life to COVID, but it's safe to send the kids back to school. So come on, send them. Come on, get real.
I've been trying to understand the logic. Yeah, I've been really trying to see the logic and the where. That's why I say, well, when we have a let's talk about it, I just want to see, because I know, one, you guys have grants and stuff that are in the system. And I don't know exactly how they are doing it. And then, like, Chap, I know you kind of work in the system. So it's like, are things mandatory that you come back? And then, like, if they are, they stipulate it with the fact that you got to get a shot. You know what I mean? Like, is that what they're doing now in this new beginning? Like, how are they going to make sure that now everybody's getting this shot? Are, you know what I mean? I can't even say that everybody's getting shot, because I know there's people that are not getting shot.
They are mandating the shot right this second for certain workers and skilled.
And when you say mandating, you're talking about they are like Joe Biden?
They are mandating to the point of they are mandating certain shots. Like, and I'm not saying it like the president. No, the president has not gone and signed a federal law that says you must get this shot. But like hospital workers, first responders, they are sort of in mandated situations where they have to go get the shots. Now, that first round of shots, and it's funny because if y'all remember around November, we were on the Let's Talk About It when they was first talking about the release of these shots. And I said to y'all, Pfizer's going to come out first, then Moderna, and then Johnson & Johnson. And I said, and when Pfizer comes, we'll all go rushing to get that shot. That one too fast. That's going to jack some folk up. Moderna going to come second, and then Johnson & Johnson. It happened just like God said it. It happened just like it. Now, for me personally, my vaccine so far has been Psalms 91 and 10. That has been my vaccination so far. But that's just where my faith lies at. Have they mandated for us who are all in work with children in schools to go and get this vaccine as of yet? No, they have not mandated it. I'm sort of at a spot of I got to sort of see how all y'all do with that shot before I go get in line to get this shot.
Wait a minute. She said all of y'all, and I'm thinking. She's talking about the people that are listening to us right now, or the people that you know that are, you know, that are essential workers that really, really need to go get this shot because, you know, you work in the hospital or, you know, you work in an area. Right. She's not talking about all of us.
I want y'all to know I am praying that all of you are safe, that the shot is safe, and that it does exactly what it's supposed to do. I'm praying. It's not my fault that I fall further down the line in folk that got to get this shot. So because I fall further down the line, I have the benefit of watching what happens to folk who get this shot.
Amen.
That's not my fault. I'm just being look. Don't get mad because God gave me a little bit of favor when it comes to this shot. I'm sitting on his vaccine and I'm watching what happens.
Amen. That sent me back to, you know, I don't know if I stressed it before, like when I first saw that flu shot, my mother got that flu shot, you know, and it was a horrible sight, you know. I never saw my mother sick, you know, not like that anyway. But when she got that flu shot, it was something crazy.
Listen, I got the flu shot once in my life. I've never caught the flu. I got shot once. Guess what I caught? The flu. And when I say it, that thing was horrible, it was horrible. Why was it? And who can I blame for that? Myself. I saw people get the flu shot. I saw what the flu shot did to people. I was the one walked up there and said, yeah, go ahead, stick that in my arm. I can't even say it was mandated that I got it. I just got tired of them asking me one year and said, go ahead. Never make that mistake again. That's what happened when you young and dumb. I'm middle-aged now, a little bit older and a little bit wiser. I'm sitting back and watching what happens.
I have to laugh because, you know, there's a lot of people that probably resonated with you right now when you said that. Like, yeah, they're just sitting back and kind of watching what happens. You know, it's funny because I was talking to my girlfriend, and my girlfriend was really talking about it, and I thought about it. You know what they don't do in America that much? They don't tell us the negatives of this shot. Like, they're making this shot seem like this is just a great shot. I haven't heard any, you know, I haven't heard anything really bad. Now, I can say that the kids on TikTok and stuff, they're making fun of it. You know, I see the people twitching and stuff, but I haven't heard that in real life, you know. Like, but I know that some people have died, you know, in the UK. They're at least reporting the deaths. Not saying that it's like they're massive people dying, no. But just to at least know that something that you're taking has real results, you know. Like, did you know how they have the commercial? You had a commercial, and they say you need this pill, but then it's going to cause this, and may cause this, and may cause that, may cause this.
Oh, yeah. Like, basically, you do better off without the pill.
That
commercial.
Right, like
they give you all of this, may cause this, may cause that, may cause this, may cause. So everybody kind of looks and say, well, why would you take that? Like, shout out to all the people that take medicine like that. Look, I take medicine like that. Shout out to all of us that take that. I don't want anyone to think that we're saying it and we don't understand the pain of it, because trust me, I have asked my doctor, like, hey, yo, doc, but for real though, why would I take this medicine? And it says it could do all of these things. And the doctor looked at me and he said, because the pros outweigh the cons.
But see, that's
a different medicine,
situation.
I was taking that medicine. I was taking that medicine because he said, because the benefit of it for you would be a whole lot better if you didn't think about all those things that it might not do, that it might do. Because if it doesn't do any of those things, it might work.
Right.
Shout out to Dr. Burke for being like the best. Look, shout out to Dr. Burke for being the best doctor ever. Always put it back in your court to make you make the decision, to make you feel like you're in charge of the mess. I've learned. I've been tricked. Hoodwinked, bamboozled.
But
led astray the whole time. But I'm still standing. Yeah.
That's right. And that's true. Sometimes you have to take the medicine. You just have to. Sometimes you have to get the vaccination. We just have to. Right now, I'm just blessed that if you pay attention to all of the news outlets and listen to what's going on around the world with everything, you can make an informed decision. And that's all I'm saying that we should do, is make informed decisions. Now, that first vaccine that was doing everybody in, I don't hear about too many. At least I know in the United States they haven't been using that one. They're using more of the Moderna one.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Johnson & Johnson, they haven't come out yet, but they supposed to be next to be released with the vaccine. So what happens with them?
I understand something. Wasn't Johnson & Johnson under something for doing something wrong already? I don't know, but the last time I heard Johnson, they was going bankrupt or something for doing something wrong. So now all of a sudden they got a whatever the thing is called, saving people's lives.
Johnson & Johnson with the talcum powder.
Yeah, there you go.
Yes. You know what? That just brings us right back to the I'm glad we got a little bit of moment. No, wait a minute. I'm glad we got a little bit more. You checking it out? Because this just leads me back to the take it back movement. You know what I want to take back? I want to take back people's brains. I'm going to think that, like, the whole thinking process. Like, if you think about things and you think about it and you separate it like a kid would and you separate it and it don't make sense, you should stop. And you should say to yourself, you know you went through third, fourth grade, and fifth grade math. And you know that 2 + 2 has always been 4. So when people start telling you that 2 + 2 is something different, stop questioning yourself about what it is that you think you know or don't know. Because what's going on right now is a little bit pathetic. It's almost a little bit embarrassing because the people that are so caught up in something and act like they need to do something, they used to have brains to me.
Okay,
now they're sitting around dumbfounded, listening to everything, and it ain't getting put together right. Oh, I'm sorry.
Back in 2020, sometime in 2020, Johnson & Johnson settled lawsuit because of talcum powder. Johnson & Johnson stopped baby powder sales because of ovarian cancer lawsuit. So, yeah, y'all might want to be careful with that Johnson & Johnson vaccine. I'm not saying nothing in it. Don't care nobody. I don't want nobody calling.
Not
nobody. Oh, we're suing.
Not in
we're not saying nothing.
No, they figured out where they were going to begin.
I'm just saying.
Where they were going to begin. With a vaccine. They figured out where to begin. We done hit the bottom. So now where to begin? We going to begin with this vaccine. Y'all better be careful. Read up on stuff.
Here's the thing.
Just read
if
up
they
on
say,
stuff.
Oh, if they say, oh, you have to get this vaccine, be smart enough to say, well, which vaccine is it that you think you're going to give me? You have the right to say, no, I don't want Pfizer, or I don't want this one. I want that one.
Amen.
So now wait, when you do that, so here you go, because I'll be watching the people on there, and they'll be talking about they have a certain amount of numbers, and they have this and that and the other thing. What if you get up there, see, I don't want to give anybody the wrong information right now, because that sounded real good. But I think you better check before it's time for you to get there to be talking about some, you want another type of
right.
shot. Because
right.
I need
you
y'all to make sure that I don't want you to miss your time slots or whatever that is, or you know what I mean? And then, plus, I don't want you to be messing it up for somebody else that was supposed to be getting that vaccine because you changed it. Right. That's all.
You don't want to be sitting in the chair talking about, oh, no, which one is this? Ask before you go. Most places you got to make an appointment to go. So ask, which vaccine are y'all using? That's all. I'm not saying wait till they about to put the needle in your arm. It's a little late to be asking then. But when you make the appointment to go, ask the questions. That's what we do wrong as a people. We just accept stuff and we don't ask questions. We have the right to ask questions. When we go into any medical facility, we have to sign a paper that gives them the right to treat us. If we sign paperwork giving them the right to treat us, we also have the right to say, no, I don't want that. That's what I'm saying. We have to do our homework. We have to talk.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Figure it out. And ask questions. And it kind of... I know it's like, you ever been someplace and somebody was like, yo, every time I talk to you, you turn it into God. And then I have to turn back around and say, well, every second that I do talk to you, it is because of God. Because if you didn't have that breath, you wouldn't be really talking to me anyway. So we can always bring it to God. But right now is about that time in our program that we always take the chance. And I think it's good and appropriate to do it right at the quarter of mark because, you know, sometimes we might rush you off or we might not finish it. So, chat, before we even, you know what I mean?
Right.
Let's do the call and then when we finish all of that, if we got time, then we can, you know what I mean, sit on and take it back. But right about now, the way that the world is and the way that people are kind of just existing, and they really are, because, you know, church is not church. You don't have to go to church. You don't have to be in the building. You know, all of the different things that we have about all of the different things that we can do to kind of make it. It's something about the salvation of it that's important. And I want to make sure that if you're listening tonight and you never really heard it, and you never really heard it put in, you know, so eloquently as she's going to give it to you, then, now's the time. Look, now's your time. And if you're listening right now, this is your time. And this is exactly why you've been listening that far. Chat.
Amen. She does such a build up to me coming on telling you something that, believe it or not, is so simple and so basic. It's all about accepting a gift. That's it. It's all about the acceptance of a gift. If I showed up and I gave you a birthday present and it's wrapped up beautiful and I even told you what's inside this package, and what's inside this package is something that could change your life, could change your perspective on life, could change how you operate in and through life. And all you have to do is accept this gift. And you go, oh, wow, that sounds great. And you take this package. But then you never open it up. That's what it is with salvation. God has given us a gift. And the gift that he given us is not a gift that could change our lives. It's a gift that does change our lives. It's a gift that changes our perspective on life. It's a gift that changes our attitude and our character. It's a gift that opens up in abundance in so many different ways. That if we really open up this gift and accept it, is the ultimate gift. Because not only is it a gift that we can have now in the land of the living, but it's also a gift that carries us into eternity, into eternal life, once we shed this physical experience and step back into our spiritual existence. The question is, do you want to accept it? Romans 10:9 says it so beautifully. I want to read it from both versions, so when just give me 1 second. I'm sorry. Romans 10:9. The King James Version says, "But if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, then thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation." That's the King James Version. Now, I'm going to read it from the Message Version because I want everyone to really understand the depth of what it is that this scripture is saying. Where's the pickup? Here it goes. This is the core of our preaching, saying the welcoming word to God. Say the welcoming word to God. Jesus is my master. Embracing body and soul, God's work of doing in us what he did in raising Jesus from the dead. That's it. You're not doing anything. You're simply calling out to God, trusting him to do it for you. That's salvation. With your whole being, you embrace God setting things right. And then you say it right out loud. God has set everything right between him and me. Hallelujah, God. That's salvation. That's what it is, just embracing and trusting God. Earlier you heard us say that faith without works are dead. This is the only part of faith that requires no work on your behalf. This is the only part of salvation that requires nothing on your behalf except for you to accept and open the gift, to receive the gift. Somebody's saying, well, how do you know that's the gift? The scripture tells us to believe in John 3:16, for God so loved the world. What did he do because he loved the world? He gave his only begotten son. And why did he give it? So whoever that believeth in him, on him, shall not perish, but can have everlasting life. Hallelujah, God. And that everlasting life doesn't start at death. It starts now. And you can have it by just, as his word said, just embracing, accepting what he has already done for you, and then telling someone that you did. Now, how do you do that? You can simply say this prayer after me, or you can say it in your own way. You just say, Father God, I come to you this evening accepting the gift of your son Jesus. I come embracing him into my life, accepting him as the master of my life, asking him to begin to change my life. In Jesus' name, amen. And once you say that prayer, then you tell somebody, hey, I accepted Christ as my Savior today. Hey, Jesus is the Lord of my life. However you choose to say it, according to God's word, you are saved. Now, of course, for those by faith who we believe said that prayer this evening, we encourage you to find a Bible-believing, teaching, preaching sanctuary where you can grow in the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ and heal from the trials and the tribulations of this world. But until then, that's why God has Purpose Kingdom Network here just for you. Brother Robert is going to come on, and he is going to give you some information on how you can stay connected with us here at Purpose Kingdom Network. Brother Robert?
Yes, and praise the Lord. And we just thank you so much for tonight's message and totally understanding, you know, how Christ works and how, you know, we just need to just, you know, bring him forth in our life. And we just thank Sister Janice and Sister Adrian for also being on tonight. Anytime you want to contact us here at Purpose Kingdom Network, you can contact us here at purposekingdomnet@gmail.com via email. You can send your comments, questions, concerns. You can simply say hello or send a prayer request. We gladly honor that. And we thank you so much for just listening and your support and your feedback. We just thank you so much. We're broadcasting on www.blogtalkradio.com/Purpose Kingdom. We hope you share with your friends and family members. And we also invite you to like us on our Facebook page at Purpose Kingdom on Facebook. We are also on Instagram and Twitter at purpose_kingdom. And anytime you want to hear any of our past or previous broadcasts, you go to www.blogtalkradio.com/purposekingdom. We can simply just type in the host name or the show name, and you can hear that show at its entirety at your convenience. And we greatly appreciate those that share with their friends and family members. And we thank you so much. And with God's will and God's blessing, we hope you join us tomorrow evening at the 9 p.m. hour for One Touch Transformations, hosted by Minister Arthenius Jackson. And once again, we hope you join us tomorrow evening at the 9 p.m. hour for One Touch Transformations with Minister Arthenius Jackson. And we thank you so much. And for any of those that, you know, sometimes you don't have time to listen to our show at our normal broadcast time, you can go and hit the purple icon on your iPhone, and you can just type in Purpose Kingdom, and you can just hit subscribe, and you can hear us anytime and anywhere at your convenience. And we just thank you so much for those that share with your friends and family members. And for everyone, no matter where you're at in the world, listen to our broadcast. We just greatly appreciate you. And with that being said, we're going to turn the show back over to our ladies. Let's talk about it.
Well, thank you so much. Definitely make sure that you check out Arthenius, because Arthenius is doing some major things, guys. So if you guys aren't into the transitions, make sure that you get in, because, yeah, one thing I can say, it's funny. Oh, man, we didn't even have time for real, because I want to make sure that y'all get a chance to pay you back, because I know I had started some mess in the beginning, and I wanted to apologize, but sometimes it just seems like we're not putting our brains on certain things, and it'd be wanting to be, we wanting the kids to make sense of stuff, and then it's like, all right, so why can't we do the same? But we always do this. It's called the Take It Back. If you have never been a part of the Taking Back, then you have to understand, oh, wow. You got to understand then. It's no matter where you go, it's always going to be something that you might want to take back. So now you get a chance to do it. So, Mima, you have anything that you really want to take back?
Yeah. Well, just basically self-preservation, you know. Take back what we're supposed to do, you know. Take back what we got to do, what we need to do, you know, and stand up and speak up, you know.
But that's no, I my like take that. Chat?
I would say that I want to take back our ability to ask questions, to stop just accepting. Just because that's what we're being told, and ask questions about what we're being told.
Well, that's a good one. And because you asked that, because you said that, I got a question. We might not be able to handle tonight. But I really do got a question. I'm glad you said ask questions, because I got a question. Is there a reason why Joe Biden, or President Joe Biden, does not end his speeches with God bless the United States of America? Does anyone notice that? He does not say. He says something about the troops and something else. So that's a question. I know we're about to end the night, and I know everybody on mainstream is about to say, I think this is what the Republicans might be talking about, because they are telling us something about he ain't the president or something, and we need to be figuring it out, because it's sure something that man don't say. So, chat, I know you're going to be on that. I know you're going to be on
well,
it.
But we can leave
them like that right now, because that way if we drop them, we drop them, and everybody will get the drop at the same time, so nobody will be losing out. That way they'll be able to catch us the next time. But let's talk about it. But I really want to know, what is that about?
That's not even a drop. That's, to be honest, if you really listen to it, every now and then you hear a president, you might hear a president saying, God bless America. But I haven't heard any president end the speech with God bless America in a long time. See, a part of the reason is because they do that separation of church and state stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a piece of the reason. But number two, I'm going to be honest. We and this comes from, I forget the name of the movie he was in, Hit a State. Chris Rock said it best. So I'm getting ready to quote Chris Rock right now. Isn't it, as with all that's going on in the United States of America, isn't it obvious that God has already blessed America?
Amen.
So, like, I mean, we are one of the biggest countries in the world. We are a country where that's a whole nother that's a whole nother conversation.
I'm asking why the man don't say it. Yeah,
separation of church and state. None of them has said it for a long time.
I've always heard everyone say it. I've never heard no one ever not say it before Joe Biden. That's why I'm asking the question.
I haven't. I've heard them all do speeches at different times. Now, again, I've heard them say it at different times, but have I heard them say it, like, at speeches like what he's been doing? No. I just haven't heard it. But
no,
right now,
it's always while we worried about
him saying God bless America, I think we need to start praying.
Amen.
Like, I'm being honest about that one, because we always say about praying and everything, and praying is good. But the real question is, honestly,
I'm not talking about us praying. I'm talking about in Congress. I'm going to say it again. In Congress. Senators, the place where the seeds of the new seeds of hatred was replanted. Now we need to plant some seeds of peace and faith and unity, and we only going to get that if we don't wait for the camera out. Y'all better grab hands and start praying. Some of y'all in office believe in Jesus Christ. Some of y'all ran for office on your faith platform because you were pastors of mega churches and bishops in your district and all of this. So y'all better get together and act like you are who God called before you got on that political platform. And that's all I got to say. I'm done. Y'all close us out. Peace.
Amen.
Hey, amen. This has been the Sisters of Let's Talk About It. And we'll go ahead and close out. Amen.
Jesus bless. He raised me, I will not lose. He saved me, I will not lose. Set me free, I will not lose. Never want to see me down, I will not lose. He saved me. Yeah, I got